Hey guys, what's up? It's Georgia Japan here with a special sneak peek podcast. I just came back from an advanced screen of Animal the Creation, and boy can I say, that shit is amazing. Now, I can't really give away too much details. I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but trust me, this movie ties into the first one completely. It's phenomenal. The graphics, the details, the story behind it, it's truly a good step for the horror gore industry, especially for the possessed categories. But all I can say, as a horror movie fan myself, I normally don't flinch, but I flinched 4 times in total during all those, and most of them were jump scares. But hey, that's what horror movies for, right? Stay tuned, I'm gonna give you more up-to-date details about it tonight, but not too much. Don't want to be a spoiler, y'all get mad. Stay tuned to later tonight for a midnight podcast, advanced screen Annabelle special. Later! Hey guys, Georgia Pan here. Thank you for joining me for another of my famous midnight podcasts. Today's segment is the Annabelle Creation movie that I was lucky for you to get advanced screening to. This Annabelle movie ties in perfectly to the Conjuring films, which makes this the Conjuring Cinematic Universe, CCU, which brings us to the conclusion that in the new upcoming Conjuring movies, they're going to have an Annabelle Easter egg. Because saying this while I spoil, you guys are going to see it. Well, yeah, spoiler alert. You will see a picture of the nun from the Conjuring movies in Annabelle. You won't see her fully, but she'll be like a little cameo, a little glimpse in one of the pictures that you see. Which I think is fascinating. Because everyone was saying like, oh, the Annabelle ties into the Conjuring. But after the first Annabelle, they didn't really give any aspects on how, and they didn't really show anything in other Conjuring movies that Annabelle links to it. But with Annabelle Creation, they proved that precisely. They basically pulled Dawn of Justice, how they brought in and built up the Justice League. At the Annabelle Creation basically built up the Conjuring cinematic universe. And it's by far amazing. It's like, there's like, with Annabelle Creation, they answered all questions. There's no cliffhangers. Basically, you find out the truth about everything and how it just both perfectly moves in onto the first Annabelle, and you can see the demon origin, which is really bizarre and amazing. Like, everything you thought you knew, it wasn't. Now, normally you don't really see those in horror movies until the third movie, which is basically the rules. The trilogy tells you the truth, or what you thought was real wasn't. Annabelle Creation basically flipped that script, which changed the rules. Seeing as how this was a possession film, and they normally don't do that good. But I gotta say, this one gave me some jump scares. Normally, I'm a slasher fan myself. I prefer stuff like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Halloween, or Scream, because that's what I grew up on. And don't get me wrong, I love possession movies, but it seems like over the years it's got played out. They haven't really good ones. But with this one, I feel like they broke that cycle and actually bumped it up more to where you'll get more of a rise and more of a feel. Like, Annabelle Creation is legitimately like, it's like if The Ring and The Conjuring and Insidious all met and had a baby, Annabelle would be the product of that. That's what I feel, because it's just beyond amazing. Like, I wish I could tell you more, but I can't. Right, you can't, because I don't want to ruin it for anyone who's going to see it on August 11th. But I guarantee you, I will be going to see it again. And so therefore, I can give you more of an actual further thing of what I feel about it. Because right now, it's just so much I can't really talk about. But don't worry, there will be more on August 11th. If I see you there, I might give you a little personal interview myself. So that's all I have for tonight. This is the Midnight Podcast. I'm Georgia Japan, signing off. Later.